earthquakes. All of New Zealand is at risk of earthquakes. We can't predict when one will happen, but we can protect ourselves and our whānau. Reduce the impacts of earthquakes by making your home safer. Fix and fasten objects that could fall and hurt you in an earthquake. Review your insurance regularly. Having insurance cover for your home and contents is important to help you get back on your feet if you suffer damage in a disaster. For information on how to prepare your home and protect your whānau, visit www.nhc.govt.nz/be-prepared. Get ready before an earthquake. Work out what supplies you might need and make a plan with your whānau. Practice drop, cover and hold at least twice a year. You can do this when the clocks change and by taking part in New Zealand Shakeout. It's important to practice the right action to take so that when a real earthquake happens, you know what to do. Identify safe spaces to drop, cover and hold within your home, school, work and other places you often visit. It should be somewhere close to you, no more than a few steps away, to avoid injury from flying debris, away from windows that can shatter and cause injury, and from tall furniture that can fall on you. Protect your head and neck with your arms. You could also get under a strong table. Hold onto the table legs to keep it from moving away from you. Don't go into a doorway. In most homes, doorways are not stronger than any other part of a house, and a swinging door can cause more injury. During an earthquake, drop, cover and hold is the right action to take in an earthquake. It, 1, stops you being knocked over, 2, makes you a smaller target for falling and flying objects, and 3, protects your head, neck and vital organs. Most injuries and deaths during earthquakes are caused by things falling on people rather than buildings collapsing. The best version of drop, cover, hold is the one that works for your body and that you have practiced. Drop down on your hands and knees or as low as you can. This protects you from falling but lets you move if you need to. Brace yourself against a wall or sturdy furniture if you cannot drop to the floor. Cover your head and neck or your entire body, if possible, under a sturdy table or desk if it is within a few steps of you. If there is no shelter nearby, cover your head and neck with your arms and hands. Hold onto your shelter or your position to protect your head and neck until the shaking stops. If the shaking shifts your shelter around, move with it. Do not run outside or you risk getting hit by falling bricks and glass. If you have a mobility impairment or use a cane, drop, cover and hold, or sit, cover and hold drop by getting as low as you can or sit on a chair, on the side of the bed or on a couch. Cover your head and neck with both hands. Curl your body as much as you can into your lap. This is the same as the brace position in an airplane. Keep your cane near you so you can use it when the shaking stops. Hold on until the shaking stops. If you use a walker or wheelchair, lock, cover and hold. Lock your wheels and get as low as you can. Cover your head and neck with both hands if you can. Curl your body as much as you can into your lap. This is the same as the brace position in an airplane. Hold on until the shaking stops. If you are in bed, stay, cover and hold. Stay in bed and pull the sheets and blankets over you. You are less likely to be injured if you stay in bed. Cover your head and neck with your pillow. Hold on until the shaking stops. If you are outside, move no more than a few steps away from buildings, trees, streetlights and power lines. Then drop, cover and hold. If you are driving, pull over and wait. Pull over to a clear location. Stop. Wait there with your seatbelt fastened until the shaking stops. Once the shaking stops, proceed with caution and avoid bridges or ramps as they may have been damaged. If you are in an elevator, drop, cover and hold. When the shaking stops, try and get out at the nearest floor if you can safely do so. You need to practice the version of drop, cover, hold that works for you and make it your immediate reaction when the ground starts shaking. The best version of drop, cover, hold is the one that works for your body and that you have practiced. Practice your drop, cover, hold. 1. Each year as part of New Zealand Shakeout. 2. When you check your plan or emergency supplies. And 3. At regular times during the year, like daylight savings. You will find other information on the internet about what to do in an earthquake. Much of it has been discredited and should not be followed. Research from the United States, Taiwan, Japan, and New Zealand support and recommend drop, cover, and hold. These are all places with modern earthquake-resistant building design codes. If you are near the coast, remember, long or strong, get gone. Drop, cover, and hold until the shaking is over. If the earthquake lasts longer than a minute or is strong enough to make it difficult to stand, move quickly to the nearest high ground or as far inland as you can out of tsunami evacuation zones. After an earthquake, expect more shaking. Each time you feel earthquake shaking, drop, cover, and hold. More shaking can happen minutes, days, weeks, months, and even years following an earthquake. Check yourself for injuries and get first aid if necessary. Do not run outside. It is frightening to stay in a building immediately after an earthquake, but it is much safer than going outside. An earthquake is not like a fire. You do not have to evacuate a building straight away unless it is showing obvious signs of distress or you are in a tsunami evacuation zone. Turn off water, electricity, and gas if advised to. If you smell gas or hear a blowing or hissing noise, open a window, get everyone out quickly, and turn off the gas if you can. If you see sparks, broken wires, or evidence of electrical system damage, turn off the electricity at the main fuse box if it is safe to do so. If you can, put on protective clothing that covers your arms and legs and sturdy footwear. This is to protect yourself from injury by broken objects. If you are in a store, unfamiliar commercial building, or on public transport, follow the instructions of those in charge. If you can, use social media or text messages instead of calling to keep phone lines clear for emergency calls. Keep control of your pets. Protect them from hazards and protect other people from your animals. Check on your neighbours and anyone who might need your help. Find out what support you can get if you have been affected by an emergency event at shorturl.at/wwrob. If your property is damaged, 1. Do not do anything that puts your safety at risk or causes more damage to your property. 2. Contact your insurance company as soon as possible. 3. If you rent your property, contact your landlord and your contents insurance company. And 4. Take photos of any damage. It will help speed up assessments of your claims.